This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Tuesday, January the 9th, 2024. I'm Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Got a great show for you today. The Dean is here. Mark Porter is here. There is a lot of positivity to discuss. Not necessarily that happened in Texas, but I digress. First, I must tell you about one of our tremendous sponsors for the show today, and that is Omaha Steaks. Start the new year off with a bang, a big savings during the Omaha Steaks end of season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off incredible steaks like their legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, or sink your teeth into their memorable Butcher's Cut Top Sirloin. Just go to omahasteaks.com. Plus, when you use the code BUCKNUTS at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Excuse me. Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal from Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals, every bite is guaranteed perfect for a limited time. Get 50% off site-wide, plus you'll get an extra $30 off when you use the promo code BUCKNUTS at checkout. Start the new year off with a bang of big savings. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and once again, 50% off site-wide, plus use the code BUCKNUTS for additional savings. Who doesn't like steaks? All right, we welcome in the Dean and Mark Porter. Gentlemen, last night was the national championship, and I think we need to give that game its just due. Congratulations. Let's move on. All right, Bill. There's been some developments on the transfer portal. Keith Bibbs, not happy with the fact that I started the show a couple minutes late. He's obviously extremely busy, about to get banned. But anyway, Quinshon Judkins. I don't know if this was clever timing that Ohio State was trying to ease some of the tension that comes with seeing Michigan win the national championship by adding arguably the number one player, but definitely the number one running back in the transfer portal, Quinshon Judkins. I'm shocked from stem to stern here. When we first started talking about him, it was one of those things where I can't let myself get this excited about some guy like this. Everyone's going to Ole Miss. Why would a guy leave Ole Miss? Next thing you know, Bill, the Alabama native made a visit to Ohio State and is staying. Good gracious. This was a big time pickup. You've been all over it. Take us inside the addition of Quinshon Judkins. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah. It was interesting. On Sunday morning, I had a text from someone, and they said that looks like Quinshon Judkins may be visiting Ohio State today. So I kind of worked on that throughout the day, and later in the day found out, confirmed that indeed he had made, take an official visit to Ohio State. And, you know, of course, and I posted that on the front row and everything. And of course, people wondered, does this mean Travion Henderson is gone? And from everything I was told, is not necessarily. That it is very possible, would be very possible, that both of them could play in the same backfield, a 1-2 punch. And that is really kind of the way things have been going in the NFL. You know, how many teams have one single back that they feature all the time? It's kind of going to more of a committee type thing. And if you've got those two guys in the same backfield at Ohio State, you've got quite a committee. Judkins was all SEC this past season. He was freshman of the year two seasons ago. He has, I think, over 2,700 yards and I believe 31 touchdowns in 2 years. And we all know how good Travion Henderson is. So we'll see what happens with Travion. But at the very least, Ohio State has secured for themselves a big-time running back that they can absolutely count on. And I think they had one in Travion Henderson, and they got a what I think is a very good one in Dallin Hayden. So I look at the four guys that Ohio State has in the transfer right now, and I would just simply say Ryan Day and the staff are killing it. Will Howard, Junkins, a tight end that's underrated in Will Kaczmarek, and then Seth McLaughlin, who I love as an addition to the offensive line.
I believe Travion Henderson will be back. I don't think that's a concern right now. Right now, I think the plan is to have Judkins and Travion Henderson as the running backs. I do not know about Dallin Hayden. I actually have not heard anything about Dallin Hayden. One would think if he has a ton of interest elsewhere, he'll take advantage of it. And then you've got James Peoples as well. But I think as of right now, they're very confident in the two-headed monster of Judkins and Henderson. And Mark, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I don't even know if it's possible another team has a running back combination that good.
Yeah, he's a good – he's like a perfect hybrid of what we lost. If you're losing Mayan Williams and the Tranium, he's kind of like that guy meshed into one with maybe a little more juice. And he's got the experience. I mean, he ran the ball a lot last year. I like the 210 pounds. I like the between the tackle thumper aspect of him. That isn't necessarily Travion Henderson's ballpark, but he does really well hitting those gaps pretty hard because he gets through there so quick. But you do have that thunder lightning combination, that two back punch that Bill was talking about. But he's a nice, well rounded back. He could be your every down back if Travion Henderson wasn't here. I mean, he almost looks like a little bit of an Emmitt Smith at times, just, you know, compact, not a lot of wasted movement, you know, always going forward. There were a lot of things where he eats up the yardage pretty quick. I don't want to say he's a burner. He didn't look like he was one of those guys that like Henderson, but he is a downhill, get between the tackles guy.
He's almost the prototype NFL back right now. Yes, the NFL would love guys with sprinter speed like Trey, but they want the guys who can get those hard yards and still have enough explosiveness to make plays. So there are times when you get a transfer and you look at the quality of competition and you're like, go watch him run against Georgia. Go watch him run against everybody. By the way, Ole Miss has some gorgeous uniforms, by the way. Those powder blues are so sweet. When I was doing the research, Ole Miss is basically Oregon East, I noticed. They wear a ton of different unis. But anyway, I can't get over how I can't get over it, because I was, when I saw Judkins first play this year, my first thought was not for the Buckeyes, but for the Cowboys. Like, okay, in a year, this will be guy on the radar. You know what I mean? You don't think that guy's coming. He tied Herschel Walker's touchdown records. And like I said yesterday, if you want to see something impressive, Google Herschel Walker. All right, Bill. What else is going on in the transfer portal? Do you think they're done? I know what everyone's next question is going to be, and that is offensive line. Do you think they're going to go after a big-time offensive lineman, or is this pretty much what they got?
Well, let me real quick go back to Judkins real quick and finish one thing on him. Bucknuts members often talk about they want to see guys at Ohio State that want to be at Ohio State. And I can tell you, without a doubt, Judkins wants to be at Ohio State. On Sunday night, after he made his official visit to Ohio State, I talked to him briefly. And then last night as well, I talked to him. And he is super excited about being a Buckeye. So make no mistake, he's looking very much forward to wearing the scarlet and gray and playing for Ohio State. So those that are concerned about guys being wanting to be here, he doesn't he's not going to make you upset at all, for sure.
There are people on the chat here kind of comparing him and asking about Demonte Tranum. Demonte Tranum's a nice player. Go watch some of Quinshon Judkins' tape. You're talking about a different breed of cat here. There aren't vision issues. There aren't, like, come on, man. This is – I have to go look because I don't want to say this out of turn, but there are going to be people that think Ohio State has the top two running backs in the entire United States. That's unheard of. Sean Duffy asks, is he like Trey Sermon? Trey Sermon was bigger. But I don't know, man. Very impressive. And no coincidence, the timing on the announcement, too. It was very nice to get it when, you know, blue tears, et cetera. So, other things to discuss, Bill. Let's talk about Seth McLaughlin. We have not touched on that. You had that over the weekend. If you want to just finish up how that went off, and even if your comments on Will Howard, if you haven't thrown those in yet.
Yeah, that's kind of back to the original question you asked, Dan, about the offensive line and what's still to be done. First of all, if they had to go into the season right now with what they have, while I would like it to be better, I'm not as worried about it as maybe some are, because, you know, you look at how that offensive line progressed this season, and it did make some progress. And if you've got all those guys back, plus Seth McLaughlin, who, as I said, I like a lot,
yep,
that's not all that bad now, to me, in my mind. But I do think it can be, and it quite possibly will be better. You know, I think you've got McLaughlin now, and I think he will play center. He said he is willing to play anywhere on that offensive line you want. And as one person that knows Seth well told me, the kid is mean as hell on the field. And that's the kind of guys you want. And he's been almost a two-year starter for Alabama. Can they fix the snapping issues that he had? Well, all I can tell you is that Justin Fry laid out a plan for him, drills and everything else. And Seth told me he is super confident that he will get back to where he was 2 years ago when he didn't really have those issues. So I think he can be the center. The center from this year,
Carson Hinsman.
Carson Hinsman, play guard? Absolutely, he could. When he came to Ohio State, he didn't know for sure if he was going to play center or guard. That was not predetermined as absolute he would play center. Could he play guard? Yes. Donovan Jackson, I think, is going to come back. That's big. Their two tackles are back. But I still would like to see him. You asked me, Dan, about other guys. They have reached out. Derek Harmon, he ended up committing to Texas A&M, but he made an official visit to Ohio State. He was a possible tackle or guard. Didn't get him, but the portal is far from closed. We're going to see a lot of additions in the next couple of days from the teams that played last night, I have a feeling. And we're going to continue to see additions from those other teams. And then you've got the whole spring transfer portal period. So there's going to be a lot of names that are out there or will be out there and all. And Ohio State is not done looking into that portal. I can easily see them getting an offensive tackle.
Mark, Luke Montgomery should be an interesting guy to discuss here. I've seen him discussed literally at every offensive line position except center. And I do think, and I'm not speaking out of turn here, that there's a general vibe that people would like to see the addition of a right tackle, or at least a tackle that would force himself into the lineup. There's some people who think Luke Montgomery could be the right tackle. You kick Josh Fire inside to guard. There are some people who think Luke Montgomery should be the right guard. What is your vibe on Montgomery if you were working it out in an ideal fashion?
Montgomery's good enough to play either one of those spots. If I had my pick, I'd do the Paris Johnson thing with, hey, you introduce him at guard for a year, then you kick him out to tackle when the tackle jobs open up. If you feel you want to just throw him into the fire at tackle right now, he could probably handle it, but that's going to be a big ask. And, you know, you want to get spring ball to kind of gauge, is he ready for that premier deal with the top pass rusher on every defense position. But Luke Montgomery's the lead guy in the house right now for that job. I think that the portal provides another offensive lineman that's better than what we have, you'll see Ohio State jump. But I just came from that convention down there, and I talked to a lot of coaches, and the portal was something I think I talked about with all of them. There's not a lot of great stuff in the portal for these top-end teams. And Dan's touched on this a few times. Like, that portal isn't a bunch of Ohio State caliber or Alabama caliber or Georgia caliber players. There's kids from those programs. Yeah, there's kids from those programs in there, but starters, difference makers, the type of player that you need to plug and play, yeah, there's not that type of player. There might be younger guys that might develop, but we already have those guys on our current roster, younger guys that are there to develop. So it's going to be tough, but if after spring ball someone's not happy, and I was flat out told that, I don't know if Ohio State will do it, but they're going to put out feelers to good offensive linemen that aren't in the portal. You know, like, hey, what are you getting? What are you making over there? You know, we know a place you can make more if you jump in that portal. So if the desire is there, and that's why there's another portal opening after spring ball, you go into spring ball and you don't like what you see, those feelers will be out and, you know, they'll bring someone else in. So I think that's how they play it right now.
Also with Montgomery, I saw him play in Luke Montgomery, that is. I saw him play in high school numerous times, and Mark did too, for that matter. And I saw him play both guard and tackle and excel at both positions. So absolutely, he can play both. And I agree, you know, it's the transition from guard, from a starting guard to tackle like Paris Johnson, I agree with Mark, that could be very, very much in the making.
It's tough
to do that and sell that because kids now want to, you know, get to their natural position right away. And maybe like the tailback that doesn't want to be labeled a fullback, you have a tackle that doesn't want to be labeled a guard, which, you know, sometimes that guard, it's smart to go in there and ease yourself in where you got a couple of buddies on each side of you to help out every now and then. That left tackle, you know, you have a rough week or two, and we know what that's like at a place like Ohio State or Alabama. I mean, simply the reason we're getting their centers because he had a rough game or two. No other reason. Alabama didn't want to lose him. It's not like he's a bad player. He's a top of the, I mean, our gain. I mean, that is just unbelievable that a player that good could pop out of the portal because of the fan base and the stuff that went on during one game.
Yeah, if you look at where Ohio State adds their players from, this is kind of goes back to our Davison Igbinosin model. You can't take guys who can't get on the field. It's hard to get on the field at Ohio State. When you've got guys leaving Ohio State who are so heavily recruited because they can't get on the field, the idea that you go to a lesser program and get a guy who's just going to step in, who, by the way, wants to leave, that's what makes Judkins so – the Quinshon Judkins addition so impressive is he had another year back as the main guy at a thing in the – he had a proven spot. So to get him is just an absolute score. Speaking of another score, this is going to be fun. I have another ad to read. It's Bill's favorite, Manscaped. Bill, if you're going to blush, you may want to turn for this one. They've amped their copy. Cheers to the new year from our friends at Manscaped, because your resolutions shouldn't be the only things that are well kept. 2024 is time for new heights, new opportunities, and a new look for your Times Square balls. Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is every man's cheat code to look good, feel good, and turn the page on confidence this year. Whether you're looking to maintain a trim or go for that clean-shaven look, this trimmer has you covered. Trusted by over 10 million men worldwide, now is your time to get a grip on your grooming with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use BuckNuts20 for – hold on a sec here. I got to put this up. There we go.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Go to manscaped.com and use Bucknuts for 20% off and free shipping. Happy New Year. Happy New Balls. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BUCKNUTS at manscaped.com. Let's face it, resolutions might come and go, but a well-groomed you is here to say, is here to stay thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped.com, BUCKNUTS code, get 20% off, and there you have it. Let's talk good news. Ohio State is not only adding talent through the transfer portal, they're still doing this thing I like to call recruiting and doing it very, very well. We've kind of turned the page here, and by kind of, I mean we have, to 2025. Boy, is that class coming together nicely. You could make an argument they have the top quarterback in the class, and you could definitely make an argument they have the best defensive back in the class. Bill, I talked – at least through here, to Dietra and Daniel Sanchez yesterday, and mentioned that after one of our shows, when they had been, you know, a great addition to the show, when we went off the air, we discussed that if they don't come to Ohio State, we are getting trolled in a colossal way. But there was no banana in the tailpipe. Devin Sanchez is a Buckeye, Bill. Talk about that process and kind of the idea of building your secondary out with that as a start, getting the number one player out of Texas, there's just almost too much good with it.
Yeah. My first in-person experience with the Sanchez's was at Ohio State's camp in June. And D. Sanchez made it very clear to me that they were serious from that day on about Ohio State and the development that their son could get if he went to Ohio State and so on. And she didn't lie all the way through. You know, it was Ohio State until he made his announcement on Saturday, and absolutely huge. I mean, he is an impact defensive guy. You know, he's a future NFL star, in my opinion.
He's a prototype.
Reminds me a little bit of Jeffrey Okuda, another Texan that ended up being a star at Ohio State. So that was huge. And you know, there certainly could be more good news on the way, too. Devin Sanchez has become friends with Dorian Brew, who now is in Houston, the Houston area, I should say, the greater Houston area. And Dorian Brew told me last night, I had this story on Bucknuts, he's going to announce his decision January 24th on his mom's birthday. And I've crystal balled him to Ohio State, play corner or safety. And you talk about an incredible 1-2 punch if it happens. Sanchez and Brew, that would be an incredible 1-2 punch.
Here's what I'm thinking. I think we need Mrs. Brew and Mrs. Sanchez to race for charity. Those are two track stars from their colleges. We'll get a little UTEP Ohio State race there, but the apple has not fallen far from the tree. Sanchez is literally the prototype. If you look at the modern, what they're looking for in the modern defensive back, he hasn't even filled out completely yet, which they like. They like you to be able to put a little meat on your body as you get older. He looks to me about 6'2", runs like the wind. And then you take into account he comes from arguably one of the top five programs in Texas. So he'll be battle-tested. Mark, you make a living looking at prospects. What's it like to look at a guy like Devin Sanchez on film?
There are NFL teams that would love to have Aaron Scott, Bryce West, and Sanchez as their three corners. And the reason those three corners would never play for one NFL team is because they don't have three first-round draft picks to get all three of them. And if you threw in Dorian Brew for the dime package, I mean, if you're an NFL team, I'd take those four right now and say, you know, you can take a couple picks away from me. I just want to see how those four turn out on the same team. I mean, those are four prototypical types with that length. And usually the prototypical thing comes in with length. The 5'9", 5'10 corners aren't prototypical, and there's hundreds of those guys. These 6'2 corners that can run like this and cover up the jump ball guys and the red zone threat, that can move in and cover up a tight end sometimes when need be if they're in that nickel dime thing. These guys have value for days. And you know what? They're men against the run. I mean, they're safeties, they're safety bodies, borderline linebacker bodies. So run support is not an issue. It's, you know, actually a forceful type approach they have out there.
Some of it's just luck. I hate to say this, but in terms of the body types and the kids being from Ohio and being, I said this about yesterday when we were talking about putting together, you know, the idea of putting together Emeka Egbuka and Jeremiah Smith and Judkins and stuff, the defensive backs, it's like you're playing a video game and you're going and picking, all right, I want a 6'2 corner here. I want a 6'2 corner here. I want 6'1 and lateral quicks in the slot. It's incredible. Bill, can you flesh out the possibilities here? So they could be building an epic, epic defensive back class for 25 on the heels of getting the aforementioned Scott and West. Who else could be in the mix? Mrs. Sanchez brought up a couple more names on here. Brew, Delane, McNutt. Bring us top to bottom what you think, if everything works out, and Coach Walton is looking to get that raise, how would it work out?
Well, one thing that was interesting, when I talked to Dorian Brew last night, and we talked about he's friends with Devin Sanchez. And I talked, they already have a commitment from one corner, who is a very good corner, Blake Woodby. We don't want to forget him. He's already committed. He is one of the
top 10.
He's a top 10 corner in the country as well. So I asked Dorian, you know, Devin Sanchez is already committed. Blake Woodby, you know, you think of yourself a little more as a corner, but you can play safety. Is there any angst whatsoever about all this coming together? He said, no. He said, if I go to Ohio State, they've got packages where we're going to all be on the field if I go to Ohio State. So that's not an issue whatsoever. And in fact, interestingly enough, Dorian Brew talked with Tim Walton yesterday before the national championship game earlier in the day. And he told me that they were going to talk again at halftime of that game last night. That's a good thing, no doubt. Then you have, as you mentioned, Dan, and as Sanchez mentioned, Fahim Delane is, in my opinion, is the number one safety in the country. And he has told me that Ohio State is one of his top two schools. He didn't say who the other one was at that point, and maybe he didn't have one in specifically in mind, just the fact that he knows or knew at that point that Ohio State is one of his top two schools. And then you've got Richard McNutt, or I should say Trey McNutt, son of Richard McNutt, who I absolutely love. Mark has seen him in person. I've seen him in person, and he is big time as well. So as you mentioned, Dan, this could be a class for the ages right on top of getting West, Miles Lockhart, and Aaron Scott. And by the way, a couple of those guys, several of them are safeties too. McNutt can play safety. I mentioned Brew can. Fahim Delane is a great safety. So you got safeties and corners at an absolutely elite level if this all comes through.
Mark, we probably haven't given McNutt enough juice here because of all the national names and, you know, he's a legacy. We are not in any way taking him for granted. Could you please bring us up to speed on what you think of him as a prospect?
Yeah, and some of the juice he's missing is he was banged up for a few games this year. The week I saw Shaker, I missed him, so we didn't do one of those glorious films on him. Bill actually got to get some great tape on him where he had a one-handed catch a receiver going down the middle of the field. I mean, he does it on both sides of the ball. If you needed a receiver prospect, I mean, I know people are mentioning him at corner, safety. I see him as a safety, but the way they use the safety, he might be that nickel guy that's rolling up into the slot because he has the, you know, run playing ability and the pass coverage ability, has the size. He plays with a little juice. His hair's on fire. It means he's playing a little faster than you would think. He's got a lot of great qualities. And sometimes, yeah, we do this every year. We maybe hype up some guys or fall in love with them, and then we don't necessarily give the love to the other prospects. That's fine. That's just the way it is. But Trey's no indication of that being a knock on his ability.
Let's talk about some other good news in the class of 25, Bill. As we mentioned, positions Ohio State is adept at acquiring, we always get the answer. What about the linemen? What about the guys who can get to the quarterback and block? Well, enter Zaire Mathis, 6'6" defensive end, class of 2025 from Imhotep Charter in Philly. If you go look at that school, it has a tremendous tradition of producing high-quality football players out of that area. This young man is 6'6". He has all the offers you want. When I go look for a guy now, this is what I do. First thing I check, Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia. If you have offers from all three, you're a pro. Okay, so I'm into it. For example, Quinshon Judkins had offers from everybody but those three. So when he went back into the portal, it was a little more understandable that he was trying to maybe move up a level. Not so for Zaire Mathis. Even better, crystal balls have rolled in from all over the country, Bill. Steve Wiltfong, Tom Loy, and yourself. This is a guy you saw at camp. Top, depending on what you look at, top 5 to 7 defensive end in the country. What are we getting if the crystal ball rolls true?
I also should mention Brian Doan, our East Coast guy. He was actually the very first guy to crystal ball Zaire to Ohio State. Brian does a great job on the East Coast for 247 Sports. So, but Mathis has a Final Five, and this isn't too shabby. Ohio State, Texas, Florida State. To my recollection, that was three of the top 5 or 6 schools in the rankings last I looked. And then his other two, not too bad either, Tennessee and South Carolina. That's his Final Five. And he is going to announce his decision tomorrow. So we're not going to be waiting a long time to get that decision. He has his announcement coming for tomorrow. And if all goes as I think the crystal ball has predicted, he's going to announce for Ohio State. But we'll see. But that's tomorrow. And as you mentioned, Ed, I spoke with Zaire many times, including at the Ohio State camp this summer. Mark was there as well. He saw him. You know, he's been highly interested in Ohio State ever since that camp. And he has been back to Ohio State. And he is a big proponent of Larry Johnson.
All right. Let's do this one right here.
He kind of looks like Elias Rudolph in the Hightower from last year. Maybe a little longer. But that's when I watch the film, it's that same type of player, that same type of jets in your shoes, pass rusher off the edge. Maybe not ready to anchor down against the run because of that long, tall, skinny body, but we know what that body looks like when it's done developing, and that's elite pass rusher stuff.
Kind of reminds me of Marquise Lightfoot, Bill. Kind of the edge guy who hasn't really fully developed yet physically. Unfortunately or fortunately, Lightfoot put on a show at the All-Star game over the weekend. That edge. Talk about a guy who can get around the edge, man. He's got to gain some weight, but good gracious. Will Ohio State offer Brandon Jacobs' son, the starting left tackle for Buford? This is why I ask. Brandon Jacobs was the running back for the Giants back in the day. One of the meanest SOBs I've ever seen play football. I'm serious. That was a guy you did not want to be on the field with. I don't care who you were. Secondly.
Didn't he break Sean Taylor at one point? Wasn't his most famous run where Sean Taylor actually was on the other end of it for the first time in his life, maybe?
He did bring it. I mean, Jacobs was probably 250 pounds of just anger.
He was Derrick Henry before Derrick Henry.
Yeah, maybe not as athletic, but a lot angrier. His son plays at Buford. And the reason I bring this up, Buford, if there's a better high school football team in the country of producing talent, I don't know it. By the way, Seth McLaughlin, also from Buford. Do you think that's become the new pipeline for Ohio State, Bill?
Well, I think I can say that I think Ohio State will offer Braden Jacobs because they already have.
Right.
So, he's got quite the list of offers. He's a 6'7", 310-pound, 2025 tackle out of, as you said, Buford. And, you know, he's got Ohio State, Clemson, Florida, Florida State, Georgia, of course, you know, LSU, Miami, you know, go on and on. He's got them all. Now, the question is not will he get an offer, but where will he end up? That's the question, and we'll have to wait and see. You know, you would say, oh, well, a Georgia kid that has been offered by Georgia, he's probably going to Georgia. No, not necessarily so fast, my friend. Edric Houston comes to mind right away.
Another Buford, fine Buford player. Go look at Georgia's top 20. First of all, it looks like a who's who of high school football. Secondly, they don't all go to Georgia. It's definitely the reason Georgia has ascended to where they are now, because they just have more talented players in their state than anybody else. But let's see. Mellow 7, I just saw Brandon Jacobs at the Milton Grayson playoff game, and he's huge. I'm 6'4 and 240, and he makes me feel small. So I'm not going to give you my characteristics because I don't even think I qualify as a human next to those dudes. All right, Bill. Finish with this. Perry Eliano, the safeties coach, relieved of his duties. Why? And do you expect others to follow out the door?
Well, first of all, Perry Eliano is a good football coach and a great guy, a family man. And I have tremendous respect for Coach Eliano. As you mentioned, it was announced yesterday that he will not be back next season. I think you asked, you know, why. I think I liked personally the development of the safeties overall this year. I thought Ransom played well this year, and I know Proctor did. So I think they did. I think, though, that what Ryan Day is probably going to be looking for is an uptick in safety recruiting, I think. But, again, I speak very highly of Perry Eliano, just both as a coach and as a person. Just a really fine man, to be honest. But we'll see what happens from here with who Ohio State ends up hiring.
He'll land on his feet. Built some great connections and should be in good shape. All right. Good show for you guys. 35 minutes. We will keep it locked in here. If you are all over the portal, you know Bill's the one to follow. Mark has a tremendous review of a lot of guys from Ohio coming later today. That's going to be our longest video in some time. Definitely something we want to sink your teeth into, and we will dive into in more detail on Thursday. Frank Carone's having a good bar pie from Kramer's. I'd love to hear it. Have a good one. Fuck nutters.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has... Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.